TOK question, prescribed title number 3. There's a quote again. Without the assumption of the existence of uniformities, there can be no knowledge. Discuss this claim with reference to 2 areas of knowledge. There can be no knowledge. I mean, that's already a generalization, right? And every time when there is a generalization like this, they try to provoke you and they ask you to show, yeah, sometimes it's like this, but sometimes it's not like this. So let me explain first what this title could mean. What does it mean? Without the assumption of the existence of uniformities, there can be no knowledge. Essentially, one way of seeing it is like this. The existence of uniformities means that there are certain things that are in common. Simplifications, maybe. Okay, so you have to define this a little bit, what uniformities mean. In the sciences, we sometimes refer to this as a type of simplifications. I want to give you a specific example from biology here. When I teach you biology, I make a drawing of a cell on the board, right? And I say, that's how a cell looks like, a plant cell or an animal cell or a prokaryotic cell, right? But actually, that's not how it looks like. It's a simplified, generalized, uniform cell. It's simply an average cell, right, which does not exist. And worse yet, it's only a drawing, right? So the question is to what extent are really maybe simplifications or generalizations necessary to gain new knowledge, okay? And that was an example from biology right now, but what about art? What about simplifications in art? And I'm not talking about now the drawings, but maybe I invent something. Yeah, that's the painting over here. That's a certain style X, right? That's, expressionism. Just, so that's my uniformity. It's some kind of a box that I put my artwork into, okay? That's a uniformity. So I generalize, I make, yeah? And what they're actually saying is that you sometimes have to generalize and simplify in order to gain new knowledge. Yeah, and what you're supposed to do is you're going to pick out 2 areas of knowledge and you're going to show me that, yeah, and sometimes it is like that in arts and sometimes it's not like this in arts. Sometimes generalizing things, and you give me a specific example, in the natural sciences is good, and sometimes generalizing things in the natural sciences is not so good. Sometimes and generalizing things, making in history is good, and then you write a second paragraph, sometimes it's a problem, and you're going to explain me why it's a problem. And one thing that you have to be careful here is what does the uniformity mean in the sciences? Maybe it means something different than in arts, in math, in history, in the social sciences, and so on. Okay, so that is the idea here, is you have to maybe in the introduction clarify a little bit what you mean with uniformity in the different areas. If you just say, yeah, it's a generalization, well, then you got to be specific and say, okay, you got to explain to me what does it mean if I generalize something in theater, for example, or in music, okay? You know, does it mean that I put a certain music style? It's a uniformity. So that's a certain style of music, right? And that's a uniformity. And but maybe the same definition does not apply to history or math or sciences, okay? So that is kind of the point. So you pull out your 2 areas of knowledge, area of knowledge 1 and 2, and you show for each one of them, you write a separate paragraph for each one of them, where in one case, a uniformity or generalization leads to new knowledge, and where it does not lead to new knowledge, or where it can be a problem. And you do the same thing with a second area of knowledge. And please also include personal examples, not just some high-level abstract examples that nobody can follow, but make it authentic, okay? So if you say, yeah, for example, in my biology class, I heard that, yeah? Then it's good, okay? So give personal examples, yeah? Yeah, so that is basically, this was title number 3. Okay, as always, be aware of these generalizing statements here. There can be no knowledge. They're generalizing already here for you. It's already an alarm sign that they want you to critique that statement. But not saying, oh, it's wrong all the time, but saying, no, under some conditions, that's correct. There can be no knowledge, but under other conditions, yeah, there can be. Okay, so that's kind of the idea. Okay, so all the best.